And we begin with tennis. The Czech Republic's men's tennis team at the weekend dispatched Kazakhstan to advance to the Davis Cup semi-final. On day one, the defending champions won both matches, but the lead was cut in half on day two when Radek Štěpánek and Jan Hájek were beaten in the doubles. The second match on the second day was between Lukáš Rosol and Evgeny Korolev, and that was a very tightly fought affair, going 7-6, 6-7, 7-6, and 6-2 in Rosol's favor. And that third win in the best of five clinched it for the Czechs. After the match, here is what Lukáš Rosol had to say.
Dužil jsem jim to už jenom kvůli tomu, že jsem prostě se připojil k týmu trošičku později a cítil jsem jako povinnost, protože Radek nebyl...
I felt that I owed it to the team, as I joined a little late, and also because Radek couldn't play. I knew I had to win today. I don't know if the others were ready to win, if it had gone to a decider in the fifth match, but luckily it wasn't needed.
Nevím, jestli by byli připraveni odehrát ten pátý bod, ale naštěstí se to nemuselo dít.
The Czechs will host Argentina in the semifinals in September, and it's important to note that key player Tomáš Berdych, who was out with injury now, has already texted team head Jaroslav Navrátil that he will be ready to play. Turning to hockey, Plzeň face Třinec in the league's playoff finals. They begin on Tuesday this week. In their semifinal last week, Třinec defeated Zlín in their best-of-seven series, securing four wins to Zlín's two. In their final game, Zlín shocked Třinec by scoring in just 25 seconds, but the latter team was able to regain composure and go on to win. Třinec are in the final for the first time in 8 years. Plzeň haven't been there since 1992. Also in hockey, but overseas, 41-year-old hockey star Jaromír Jágr got off to a good start with his new club, the Boston Bruins. They defeated the New Jersey Devils 1-0. Jágr got a pass in front of legendary Devils goalie Martin Brodeur, which deflected off his skate into the net. The goal, Jágr's 680th, was the only one scored during the game. Afterwards, the player joked that at 25 he would have been unhappy with such a sloppy goal, but at 41 he was happy, well, basically any time he scored. In their next game, Jágr and the Bruins were not as lucky, though, losing 2-1 to the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens' Tomáš Plekanec assisted on the game-winning goal. Finally, around 12,000 people took part in this year's Prague Half Marathon, which took place in the capital on Saturday. Zersene Tadisi of Eritrea won the race with a time of 1 hour and 10 seconds. That means that organizers' hopes of a world record in this 15th edition of the race were dashed. The fastest of the women was Kenya's Gladys Cheron, who set an event record of 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 47 seconds. And among famous Czechs who took part was former Juventus Turin midfielder Pavel Nedved, who lives in Italy, of course. It was his third time taking part. He finished 1,646th overall. He told Idnes afterwards that running used to be easier. Others who took part were well-known cardiologist Jan Pirk, 956th, and Olympic kayaker Vavřinec Hragilek, 2,294th. And that's all the sport for today.